WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have drizzle and 43 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 55. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. A two-vehicle accident this morning at the intersection of Highway 71 and 22nd Street in Atlantic resulted in what were described at the scene as minor injuries. The crash was reported around 7:27 a.m. Atlantic Fire and Rescue and Medevac Ambulance responded to the scene. At least one person was transported to the hospital for treatment of their injuries. No other details are currently available. News time is 8:02.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson True Value for all your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut Street in beautiful downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Authorities in Montgomery County say two people suffered minor injuries during a collision Wednesday morning in Red Oak. The accident happened at around 8 a.m. at the intersection of North 8th Street and Highway 34, when a car driven by 23-year-old Levi Triplett of Red Oak stopped but then proceeded into the intersection. His car was hit broadside by an SUV driven by 33-year-old Kareen Jenkins of Red Oak. Officials say Jenkins had tried but was unable to avoid the crash. Following the collision, Jenkins' vehicle veered off to the left and impacted hard into a ditch before continuing into an open grassy area and coming to rest. A pickup pulling a cattle trailer was traveling east on Highway 34 and was hit by Triplett's vehicle, and after it was struck by the SUV, the driver of the pickup, 28-year-old Andrew Herzberg of Villisca, was not hurt. Triplett had to be extricated from his car by Red Oak Fire and Rescue. Both he and Jenkins were transported to the Montgomery County Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. The car and SUV were totaled in the crash, while the pickup sustained $500 damage. Authorities say Triplett was cited for failure to remain stopped at a stop sign. Deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office and crews of the Red Oak Fire Department assisted Red Oak Police at the scene of that accident. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Missouri woman was arrested Tuesday afternoon in Montgomery County on an outstanding Audubon County warrant for burglary in the third degree and ongoing criminal conduct. 33-year-old Tabitha Roseanne Holste of Claremont, Missouri, was arrested at the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. Her arrest stems from an investigation into a burglary that occurred in rural southern Audubon County in February or March of 2013. Several thousand dollars worth of items were allegedly stolen while the residents were on vacation. The investigation has been ongoing and involves multiple jurisdictions in Iowa. Holste was being held in the Audubon County Jail on $25,000 bond. Her preliminary hearing is scheduled for April 3rd. The incident remains under investigation and additional charges are possible. A May trial has been scheduled for a 26-year-old man facing several charges linked to a standoff with officers in northwest Iowa. The Sioux City Journal says Jonathan Wilroth pled not guilty Tuesday in Sac County District Court in Sac City. Wilroth is charged with sexual abuse, going armed with intent, domestic abuse, assault, assault while participating in a felony, assault with intent to commit sex abuse, and two counts of neglect of a dependent person. Court records say Wilroth was arrested at a house in Early after a March 11th incident in which he sexually assaulted his ex-wife and threatened to shoot her while their children were present. Officers surrounded the house and eventually talked Wilroth into coming outside. His trial is scheduled to begin on May the 13th. Authorities in Council Bluffs say they do not suspect foul play in the death of a man found floating in a creek. The Council Bluffs Police Department says a resident saw 47-year-old Joseph Nassarelli, Jr. Wednesday afternoon in Mosquito Creek below an area bridge. He was in shallow water facing upward. Sergeant David Dawson with the department's criminal investigation unit says Nassarelli had no indication of trauma to his body, and he guesses the man may have been in the creek for as much as 1 to 2 days. An autopsy has been scheduled for today. A Mills County man was sentenced Tuesday to spend 11 years in prison following his conviction on a drug charge. 31-year-old Jesse R. Salmons Rice of Malvern was sentenced by U.S. District Court Judge John Jarvie to 132 months in prison for manufacturing methamphetamine within 1,000 feet of a school. Rice was also ordered to serve 8 years of supervised release following the period of imprisonment. On September 4th of last year, Salmons Rice pled guilty to the charge. The guilty plea was the result of an investigation by law enforcement into the manufacturing and distribution of methamphetamine in and around Mills County. He was found to have been manufacturing meth on or about November 6th of 2012 in the loft of his garage, which was located within 28 feet of an elementary school in Malvern. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reports a Colorado man was sentenced Tuesday in Pottawatomie County to spend a little more than 5 years in prison on a couple of charges. 31-year-old Matthew Corey Cummings of Aurora, Colorado, was sentenced by U.S. District Court Judge John Jarvie to 63 months in prison for money laundering and for being a felon in possession of a firearm. The judge also ordered Cummings to serve 2 years of supervised release following his term of imprisonment. On November 1st of last year, Cummings pled guilty to both charges, which were the result of an investigation conducted by the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Task Force, and that was into the distribution of controlled substances being distributed in Pottawatomie County from Colorado. Money from the sale of the controlled substances was being returned to Colorado through a bank account which was set up for that very purpose. In addition, when arrested while transporting marijuana into Pott County, Cummings was found to have a handgun in his possession. Authorities in Pottawatomie County say a Council Bluffs man was arrested on suspicion of third drunken driving charge after police pulled him over with his 3-year-old son in the vehicle. Police told the Daily Nonpareil 39-year-old Scott E. Thomas of Council Bluffs was arrested around 6:50 p.m. Saturday following a traffic stop after an officer observed Thomas driving erratically in a pickup and pulled him over. Police said Thomas's 3-year-old son was in the back seat. Thomas refused a blood alcohol test and was arrested on suspicion of child endangerment, driving while disqualified, operating while intoxicated, third offense, and tail and brake light violation. A former Ralston, Nebraska elementary school teacher has been sentenced to over 14 years in prison for inappropriately touching young students. A Douglas County, Nebraska district judge issued the sentence Wednesday to 60-year-old Nicholas Richter. He has more than 100 days of credit for time already served and must serve about 7 years before he's eligible for parole. Richter was found guilty in December of 3 counts of sexual abuse of a child. His first trial in August ended in a hung jury. 3 young boys ranging in age from 10 to 12 testified that Richter groped them during classes. Now, a middle-aged man also testified that Richter had groped him 3 decades earlier when Richter was teaching in Council Bluffs. Taking a look at our world headlines of this hour, it appears that President Obama and Pope Francis have established a rapport after a nearly hour-long first meeting at the Vatican. The meeting was scheduled for just a half hour, and at the end, they exchanged some gifts. The Pope offered Obama 2 medallions and a copy of his apostolic exhortation, The Joy of the Gospel, in which he denounces a global economic system that excludes the poor. Obama says he'll probably read it sometime when he's deeply frustrated and expects it will give him strength and calm him down. The search for debris suspected of being from Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 has been frustrated again by stormy weather, but searchers have another clue to go on. Thailand says one of its satellites has detected 300 objects in the South Indian Ocean. The images were captured Monday over an area about 125 miles from where a French satellite spotted 122 objects the day before. A lawyer hired by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is set to release his report on the political payback scandal that produced traffic jams in the town of Fort Lee. The New York Times reports that the review clears Christie of involvement in the plot. Democrats say the report is incomplete because it does not include interviews with people central to the plot, including Bridget Kelly, the former aide who sent the message, quote, time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee. KJAN News Time is 8:10.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson True Value for all your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut Street in beautiful downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In the funeral announcements, Doris Ditto, age 73, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Doris Ditto will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Also in the funeral announcements this morning, Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon, by the way, has the arrangements for Doris Ditto. Catherine Moan, age 65, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Oakland Manor. A memorial service for Catherine Moan will be held this evening from 6:30 until 8 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Phyllis Ely, age 72, of Lyman, died last Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. A funeral service for Phyllis Ely will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Also in our funeral announcements this morning, Mary Ann Hartman Coughlin, age 81, of Elliott, died Saturday at the Montgomery County Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Ann Coughlin will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Esther Spangler, age 102, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Esther Spangler will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Adair United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has arrangements. Darlene Arnold, age 83, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Darlene Arnold will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. LaVon Oliver, age 96, of Coon Rapids, died Wednesday. Funeral services for LaVon Oliver will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Mary Byers, age 82, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Mary Byers will be this Saturday at 10:30 at St. Timothy's Catholic Church, south of Cumberland. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Bruce Yarger, age 87, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Bruce Yarger will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Lois Anderson, age 87, of Bridgewater, died Tuesday in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Lois Anderson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Bridgewater United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Harriet Goshorn, age 92, of Urbandale, died March 16th. Graveside services for Harriet Goshorn will be Saturday at 2 o'clock in the Shelby Cemetery. Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Bill Harry, age 89, of Orient, died Sunday. Funeral services for Bill Harry will be on Monday at 1:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Keith Kelderman, age 76, of Manning, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Keith Kelderman are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Elsie Murphy, age 98, formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Colorado. Services for Elsie Murphy are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Dennis Fleming, age 62, of Atlantic, died Monday in Omaha. Services for Dennis Fleming are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.